Well, hey there. Good morning.
Brock was just playing the air drums like Shakira in the halftime show last night. When she started playing the drums, I'm like, she's not playing
it. She's not playing. That's fake. That's a fake drum set.
There was a point in the halftime show last night where I yelled out loud, the microphone's not even plugged in.
And everyone's like, really? Are you doing it?
Wait a minute. Ron works in radio. He doesn't know they have wireless mics.
Well, how does that intend it? Is it not inflected?
Hey, you know what, though? Was it half lip-synced last night, half? Because it was a hot mic, for sure.
Well, yeah, and they were singing. But again, with everyone, too. And I've brought this up before. Yeah. When the Chili Peppers did their halftime
performance.
You
think they're going to do it live?
And
you
Flea,
really thought that?
Flea just came out and said, because there was a picture. Everyone's like, oh, his bass isn't even plugged in. He's like, yeah, guys, it's a live show in this big open top that it's not going to sound great if we're playing.
Right.
It's like we want everyone just to have a good time and listen to
it. I can't believe it.
It's more for the show. And I mean, most shows nowadays, there's backing vocals. Mm-hmm. It's understandable. I don't care.
There was a point in the halftime show last night where I was crossing my fingers and I was hoping, because it would have been perfect, Michael Flatley in The Lord of the Dance comes out with Shakira and J-Lo. And they just start doing the clog dance. Because they were clogging last night.
Yeah, they were doing like that one dance and it kind of looked like clogging.
It's going to turn into the river dance.
I would have lost my mind if Michael Flatley would have came out there. I'm like, what?
Just for, a bunch of straight arms.
For 20 minutes straight, just the Lord of the Dance.
Brock's like, dude, they'd catch the field on fire.
Yeah, it would be insane. It would crumble down on itself. Miami's already sinking into the ocean. You don't need Michael Flatley there just slamming his feet down for 20 minutes straight.
Oh, how epic would that be, though? Come on, guys. I can rally around that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lord of the Dance.
Maybe that's what we should have done for a topic today. Who would you have liked to seen in the halftime show?
Yeah, we have our answer. Michael Flatley.
Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance. Go back to 1995.
Hell, forget the game. Just 3 hours of Lord of the Dance. His legs just throbbing, veins popping. Yes, get it. Anyway, all right, we'll talk more about the big game and what we saw. We'll fill all of the spots in
there.
We're
going to do that in the podcast, too.
Yeah. Well, I got some facts for us. But right now, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Of course, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? What's up? Okay, there's a couple things I want to do. I want to do this one.
All right.
So this isn't really like a dumb criminal or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So there's this new dress shirt idea for men. Okay. And I think you might have showed me this.
Okay.
It's a polo shirt for men that snaps at the crotch.
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw that the other day online. It looks like, you know, like what those little things you put your baby in?
Yeah, it looks like a onesie.
A onesie you put your baby in. It's exactly it.
But it's for men. And now, I have to say, because Kiki actually has, like, they're leotards. Unitards is anyway. So it does it, and it snaps at the crotch. Uh-huh. So when you need to go to the bathroom, you just snap it.
So
and it's ready to go.
Put this picture in your head. Basically, it's like a onesie bathing suit for a woman. That's a polo shirt on top for a dude. It looks absolutely ridiculous if you don't have any pants on.
Yeah. If you don't have pants on, it's like, what are you wearing?
But it's brilliant.
It actually is a really smart idea.
Brilliant.
Because what do you deal with all the time?
If you're tucking your shirt in, if that's what you do, it sucks.
Yeah.
You raise your hands above your head, it's coming untucked.
Absolutely. Like the few times I have to dress up in life, mm-hmm. It's so, you're constantly tucking your shirt back in.
Well, and it blows my mind, too, that they make shirts that go right to the belt line.
Yeah.
You know, like people do tuck their shirts in, especially polos.
Yeah.
And they always go right to the belt.
Yeah.
Because that's the way America's shaped. It's your guys' fault.
It's your fault. You're the reason we have to do this.
All right.
But you brought up a good one. It's golfing.
Yeah.
You always have your shirt tucked in when you golf.
They even have golf pants with like a rubber inside, you know, inside the belt line or whatever. Yeah. They'll keep your shirt in a little bit more.
Yeah. But
it's still a problem.
At some point, you end up
tucking it back
having
in.
To tuck it back in. So now they have onesies.
So here's what you brought up, too, the other day. You know what would make it a little bit better?
Yeah.
If the bottom of it wasn't like a onesie bathing suit. If it was just like boxers or something.
Okay, folks, imagine tidy whiteys sewn onto a polo shirt. Yes. That's the best way.
It's a good way to put it.
But if you make it like boxer briefs, so it goes like maybe like...
Where it doesn't look so ridiculous?
Yeah. I mean, you're still going to look a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
But with this, though, I mean, that guy does not look comfortable.
I mean, dude, and, imagine this. That guy takes a woman home for the first time after a night of drinking at the bar. They get to his house. She's naked on the bed. And he slowly takes his pants off. She's running out of that room.
She's getting ready. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to wreck that.
What is that?
He's like, hold on. I need to unsnap my onesie.
He's like, what? What? You're not impressed?
Oh, no. Can you unsnap me?
Yeah, unsnap me. I can't reach you.
He bends over. Can you unsnap my onesie?
Yeah, you're not getting laid after that.
No, no. You really aren't. You really aren't. You're just like, you imagine walking around the house while you're waiting to get ready. Like, oh, I got to wait for my pants to dry. You're standing there in your onesie.
Dude, I always wear a robe. That's going to be the new thing.
And
you're going to come over for some drinks. I'm just waiting for my pants to dry, bro. Can't take you serious.
And think about, too, for a guy, I mean, you're going to need a little bit of wiggle room because every time you bend over, that thing's going to snap.
Here's a question.
Yeah?
How do you pee in that thing?
Well, you got to unzip and then unsnap.
No, you got to drop your pants to your ankles like a toddler and unsnap yourself. Imagine sitting in front of a urinal at a public restroom. What's this guy doing?
You hear the snaps
to his ankles?
And then you got to hold it up a little bit?
I think so.
Because it's going to hang otherwise.
But then you got to snap it. Dude, you just look like a...
Or do you have a little zipper? Like the little pee hole like they do on
tidy whities?
I don't think it has one, though. Let me get a closer look at this guy's crotch to see. This is for research.
I mean, if you really have to go to the bathroom and you're in an emergency situation, you're going to fill those things up, man.
You're going to fill those things up. All right, the new fashion trend for 2020, onesies. I think we need some Plan B morning show onesies.
That's what we'll give away to our listeners this year. Instead of hats.
At the golf outing. They'll be monogrammed golfing onesies. That's going to be perfect.